haul in the long net that brought the fish up onto the long sloping beach. They drank aperitifs in the cafe on the corner facing the sea, and watched the sails of the mackerel fishing boats out in the Gulf of Lions. It was late in the spring, and the mackerel were running, and fishing people of the port were very busy. It was a cheerful and friendly town, and the young couple liked the hotel, which had four rooms upstairs and a restaurant and two billiard tables downstairs facing the canal and the lighthouse. The room they lived in looked like the painting of Van Gogh's room at Arles, except there was a double bed and two big windows, and you could look out across the water and the marsh and sea meadows to the white town and bright beach of Palavas. They were always hungry, but they ate very well. They were hungry for breakfast, which they ate at the cafe, ordering brioche and café au lait and eggs, and the type of preserve that they chose and the manner in which the eggs were to be cooked was an excitement. They were always so hungry for breakfast that the girl often had a headache until the coffee came. But the coffee took the headache away. She took her coffee without sugar, and the young man was learning to remember that. On this morning, there was brioche and red raspberry preserve, and the eggs were boiled, and there was a pat of butter that melted as they stirred them and salted them lightly and ground pepper over them in the cups. They were big eggs and fresh, and the girl